I don't even know how long, like a year, maybe.
Oh, good Half Lord, man.
And then I got a Dodge Neon, and that one worked for a good long while throughout college. And I've been through a couple of cars, but.
It's okay. I don't give this one as long as
it's something to get you around from point A to point B. That's all you need in the city, right?
Exactly. Oh, yeah. Exactly.
I currently live in the city, but I used to live in BFE. And it's like 20 miles to the nearest Walmart. So I kind of need something that's going to get me there.
Yeah, I don't think you want to walk in there.
Probably not. Might take me a whole day.
Or two.
Or two. It could be two. I don't know. I was a chubby kid, so.
I mean, it depends if you wanted to sleep or not, you know?
Right?
Sit down, have a snack. Me and my fat ass, I would have ended up going to Walmart. Coming home after grocery shopping and finding that I only got milk left.
I'd have gone in for some groceries and came out with some Oreos. Gosh, I need this after that long walk.
Do it all the time. I do it all the time. I was always like, hey, since I'm walking home, let's get this soup. Like, almost unplugged my headphones. Like, let's get this Red Bull. Let's get this candy. Right. Let's get like a whole bag of Cheez-Its.
Gosh, it's like many cravings, man.
Yeah, and it's just like you want to save some. So I'm like, you know what? I'm gonna get two Red Bulls. So when I get home, I can enjoy one now and then enjoy one when I get home. I'm gonna get two Cheez-Its because I already know I'm gonna eat through this one. I can start the other one.
That's what I see your Red Bull. I raise you a bang. I am that bad with it. I get one and I'm just like, but I really like this other flavor. I got to work today and I'm going to drink this one, but I also got to work on Friday. And what if I got to drink that?
Both. Boom. See, it's just an easy decision. Easy decision.
Luckily, I don't drink the whole thing, but.
Oh, I wish I had that habit. I chug that thing.
Oh my gosh. No, you don't. That's 300 milligrams of caffeine. Do you know how much a Red Bull is?
Yeah. And like I don't 80. Know. It goes through me like bread and butter. Not bread and butter. what is it? Like a knife through butter. There you go.
Are you always this articulate?
It's common.
All right. So got a new car. You do a little drawing here and there, some concept art. It's pretty cool. And like I said, you guys can find it on Instagram. He does post his stuff there. I haven't seen much other than the game because that's mostly what you've been working on.
Yeah.
Other than getting this game out, being a game developer and doing what you're planning on, what are some life goals or dreams that you hope to be able to achieve or say that you've done when you're old?
For one thing, I want to be, well, it's like, I want to say, I want to be able to buy a house. You know what I mean? Be able to buy a house. Even if I'm not in, like, if I go to college, I do plan to go to college soon to say, like, hey, I'm working for this. I don't know if I really want to work for a AAA game studio. I think I want to be more of a indie game worker, game designer. Just, I guess, basically just kind of those things, you know what I mean? Just kind of live life. You know, it's been a rough life. And when you really don't have anybody there, like, all the time, you know what I mean? Like, I see my friends getting jobs and getting cars, like, you know, their own cars and license when they're 15, you know, and I'm sitting there like, oh, yeah, I ride the bus. I'm like, oh, yeah, that's cool. You know?
There's nothing wrong with that.
Yeah, you know, I guess I just wish that my parents were more there for me. You know what I mean? Usually it's just like my sister whenever they can. But, you know, for the most part, I've came a long way. You know what I mean? I got my own license. It took hard work for a while. But I think the main thing is, yeah, just getting this game out there and spreading a message. Just want to spread a message and say, hey, cool. You know, people are people. They make mistakes. You know what I mean? They're not perfect. But even though the world is as shitty as it is, there's still some good out there. So
that's right.
Yeah.
We're all given different cards in life. And it's really what you do with it and how you make the best of it.
True that. Yeah. People are born in different situations and, you know, some more than others.
Right. And if you come out on top after starting, you know, with disadvantages or less advantages than what your peers had, then you know what? You're better for it because you learned some hard lessons in life. And how many people make that out of it?
Yeah, not a lot.
So
it's, yeah.
I am so proud of you for doing all of these things. You got a car, hey, you got your license.
I appreciate it. And yeah, I'm so sorry because it's like I texted you a whole year ago and I'm like, yeah, we're going to start. Oh, guys, I shit you not. I'm like, yeah, we're going to start recording like next month. Like, let's do it. Let's do it. Something comes up. Oh,
a year later.
Yeah. Yeah, a whole year later. Still like trying to like, hey, yo, I'm going to record. Like just so much stuff just like popped up. Like, oh, yeah, my girlfriend this. And then, oh, yeah, my job that. Oh, I got to end up making more cash. I gotta pay rent. And it's like a whole year later. Oh, shit. Did I say that like a year ago?
Mm-hmm. You got a whole bunch of obstacles. And I totally understand. Like, my brand just came out. So I think that by waiting a little bit, it's going to make it all the more better because as I grow as a brand and as a business and as your game becomes superbly quality material, then, you know, by collaborating together, I think that we're going to make something truly special out of it.
Oh, yeah. Oh, it's going to be like making pasta.
Right?
Yeah. It's coming along, guys. We're gonna be serving pasta soon. Give it right next year. Nice pasta.
Maybe some pie.
Oh yeah, always gotta have dessert. You always gotta have dessert. Have room for some dessert.
So, do you have any role models or people that have inspired you throughout your life?
I want to say, I think I'd say maybe my uncle. He ends up. He's really cool. We usually got along with me and my dad did, and he always came over, picked me up. We would go out and just hang out, just play video games, go and look at expensive shoes and stuff like that. I'd say another role model is like this guy named Banks. My name is Banks. This is where he's at, and he's really cool. He did a lot of like his own films. Like he was really independent. Like he'd film things himself. He would do sound designs himself, and it was really cool. I think pretty much, yeah, as role model figures go, I'd say that's pretty much where it's at, you know. Awesome. I know it sounds weird. You're probably thinking I'd say like, oh, you know, Troy Baker, you know. What I mean, yeah, Troy Baker. I mean, don't get me wrong, I love Troy Baker. Troy Baker's awesome.
I think it's great that you have someone that's not as well known.
Yeah, I know it's a little weird, but at the same time, you know.
Yeah, it is who it is. You know, you're inspired by a certain person. I think that's great.
Yeah.
I love when people tell me that they're inspired by somebody or they have a role model, because me personally, I don't. I don't have a role model, really. I think it's more for me, like I did say this in my first episode, but I think for me, it's more characteristics. Yeah. That I aspire to have in my life that I admire. There's people that I don't want to be like, and there's people that I see, like, you know, they have great respect or they have awesome work ethic, or I like their opinion on this thing, something like that. And I kind of absorb the good.
Yeah, I energy. Feel that. It's like, because I'm a little like the same way too. It's like you see a lot of bad things go on and you see the consequences. But that's, you know, what someone else done. He's like, oh, I'm not to do that. I'm not to do that. Oh, so
that's the nail on the head. I've always been like that. when I was a kid, my brother is 5 years older than me, and I have extended family, but we live together with my mom. He would always get in trouble. It was always something with him, constantly grounded, constantly getting spanked, all of this stuff, and it just never fazed him because he was back to doing the next pain in the ass thing.
Right.
He would lie about what he does all the time, or he'd do something that he knows that he shouldn't, tries to get away with it, and my mom finds out, And like, I would observe him this whole time. And I would see the ways that he goes about doing things. I would see the things that he does wrong and the consequences for it. And that's how I learned not to do it. I didn't learn by experience. I didn't learn by doing it and getting the consequences. I learned by you doing it and getting right. the consequences.
The best. It's like, it's good, but it's like, shit, man, why'd you do it again?
Right? You know you're going to get in trouble. Like, come on now.
Yeah, come on, dude. Yeah, you know what? I'll just sit back and watch the fight. You do what you want. Do what you want. So I'll learn.
Though I admit, as far as I've been told, I was a pretty big tattletale. So I enjoyed him getting into trouble.
Hey, I mean, hitting two birds with one stone, right?
Exactly.
You're learning and you're also watching a show.
Eating the popcorn. All right. So we are coming up on almost an hour. I think it's been about 50 minutes.
Oh, really?
So I know, right? Time flies. Do you have any advice for people who are looking to create a game of their own?
Yeah, I'd say like, and you know, this goes for, I guess, for everybody, you know, just for example, don't be scared to do anything that you inspire to do. Jump out there, test it out, because that's going to be your number one enemy is fear. And your second enemy is going to be those who put you down. Even if some, you know, if it's someone that you love, like I love, you know, I love my family, you know, always. And sometimes they have certain opinions about me. Granted, sometimes it's true, you know, mm-hmm. but hey, it makes you stronger. So grab those negative thoughts, put it towards your situation. And so when you do it, you can just sit there and be like, yeah, I told you. Don't let fear scare you.
Don't be afraid. I think that is like the theme of this show. Everybody that I've spoken to so far is don't be afraid to go after it.
Yeah,
Everything you want is on the other side of fear.
Exactly. Go collect that thing.
People have said that and I love it. It's great.
Yeah.
I totally believe it. I really do. Ever since I started voiceover, like, I've never really had fear of doing something because I've been so detached almost my entire life that I've just like, if I want to do it, I'm going to do it.
Right.
I don't know. I just never felt that because I've always had the confidence in myself that I can do whatever I put my mind to. It's whether I want to do it or not. Once you start getting invested into something, once you start learning and practicing, you know, you can get that little imposter syndrome, that fear. Creeping on up into your heart and your brain. But the thing is, you gotta just be like, okay, I acknowledge you, you're there, I understand this might be a little scary, but we're gonna go after it. So you're just gonna like brush it off a little bit. I'm the bomb.
That dirt off your shoulder.
Yeah, there you go.
Yeah. it's not like copyright, is it? Like,
I don't know. But yeah, no, absolutely. I love it. So like anybody can do anything.
Yeah.
If game development is something that you are really interested in, then go for it. Learn about it.
Go for it. Yeah. There's a whole bunch of YouTube videos out there. There's people who want to do that, you know, get in touch. If that's how you learn, by group projects, go for it, you know, just don't be scared to experiment, throw yourself in there, get something like a free software. Don't even be scared to buy something. You know what I mean? Don't be scared to buy a software and try it out. At the end of the day, you're not going to like it. And, you know, it's $60 down the drain. But I mean, like,
you learn something from it.
You learn something from it. You know,
you're not going to know if you don't like it or not until you try it out.
Boom. See, exactly. Exactly.
And I don't want anybody coming to me saying, like, I'm too broke. I ain't got the money to do it. I'm financially unstable. Do you know how much debt I put myself into starting voiceover?
Oh, man.
Honey, yeah. I spent like nearly $30,000 just in the last year.
Oh.
Well, I guess it's 2 years now because, but yeah.
But hey, I mean, you're doing it though. You're doing it.
Right? Exactly. I am doing it. And that's what I want. That's the message I want to send out to everybody else.
Yeah.
Don't let something so frivolous stop you. You can always gain money. Money is fluid. It's going to come and it's going to go. It's an ebb and flow thing. And it took me a long time to learn that because I used to be a saver. Like I saved any money that I could get my hands on. I didn't want to spend it on anything. I would pick up something that I really wanted in the store and I'd walk around with it. And then I set it back down because it's just, it's not worth the money spent.
I wish I was like that. My favorite. If I have extra money, if I have extra money, it's going to food or pizza. Right.
But if it's something that's super important, like an investment in your business or an investment in a game that you're trying to develop, it is worth it.
Oh yeah.
So
trust me. Like you're gonna, if you ever make a game, you sell it, you get your money back. Or, you know, in any cases, like, yeah, I plan to sell my game out, you know what I mean? But at the end of the day, it's fun, you know? Like I'm making friends, right? Making friends, exactly. And learning new things, seeing how things work out. And you know, it's all fun. I'm learning stuff. And I think that's one of the best part about it. Just,
and even when you think that you're not, that you're alone in doing all of this, you're really not. You can always reach out to somebody.
Always.
People are so scared of offending people nowadays that you are hardly ever going to find somebody that is not going to be nice to you when you're asking about advice, when you're asking for somebody's opinion about something. It's, if this is the right person, then it's not, they're not going to be a dickhead. Just saying.
Oh yeah, exactly. they'll know. They'll let you know. They'll be there for you.
Right, right. So I'll stop beating a dead horse, but I hope that got across to everybody on what we're trying to say here. Is there anything else that you would like to say before we hop off?
I'm trying to think if there really is anything. You know what? Yeah, I'll say this right quick. Like I said, I guess in the conclusion, thank you for having me on here. I really appreciate that. It was a nice conversation. Had fun. The game hopefully will be coming out very, very soon. It's just getting some polish in, getting the prototypes out, getting the levels mapped out. Hope I don't piss people off with it because it is going to be like Crash Bandicoot. And I know I had some hard deals in my life with, you know, whole family and stuff, but you know, I love them, you know what I mean? We have our hardships here and there, but that's every family. Don't be scared to do what you want to. Just put your whole heart into it, and those who will love you, they will stick by your side. And if they don't love you and they go away, let them walk away because you don't need that kind of negativity in your life. So.
Quote of the year, don't need that negativity in my life.
Boom.
Well, exactly. It has been awesome to actually talk almost face to face
almost
with you after almost a whole year.
Right. Maybe one day. But hey.
And
nice.
Thank you for joining me. I get a lot of voice actors, so it's nice to kind of branch out and target a different audience. For an episode. So hopefully you guys are going to go check him out on Instagram. Make sure you watch for the updates because by the time this comes out, like I said, he'll probably have a few more accounts open. So I'll post them in the blog and just have fun with it, you guys. I hope you have a wonderful rest of your holidays. I'm sure we'll chat later, but keep up to date and we'll see y'all next week.